main dismembered Tennesseans, I thought you'd never ask. We don't have enough time. It's actually such a corny explanation. We don't embarrass easily. I want you to understand that, or we wouldn't be up here. But I'll explain it anyway.
One to one.
Well, yeah. We worked here in Roy Acuff over the Grand Ole Opry in the 1940s. And Zeke Clements, anybody remember Zeke Clements? Yeah, Zeke Clements. He yodeled in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. He did pistol packing Mama during World War II. He did some others that I can't think of right offhand, but he put on a show in Chattanooga, and we just thought that was the hot stuff. And in those days, bluegrass, the name hadn't even been coined. Hillbilly music was used, and that was to become politically incorrect. So we were no longer hillbilly music. But there was a band, we thought it was pretty neat, so we'd form a band, and we did. And there was a band playing around Atlanta called Lost John and his allied Kentuckians. Anybody remember him? No? Okay, that gets it on back there, doesn't it? Well, we named our band Found Sam and His Dismembered Tennesseans. And we thought that was pretty funny, you know? Actually, it wasn't all that funny. That's why we get a little bit embarrassed. Sam, incidentally, couldn't play an instrument. He couldn't sing, and he wasn't very funny.
That's why he fronted the band.
So what better qualifications than a band leader than that? We kept going with the name, and we went off to Davidson College, a few of us, and we played through there, played over the radio out of Charlotte there for 4 years and barely got through school. And about that time, some of our newer members were born. So that's the cameo version.
We have all that information on our DVD, which is a full documentary, two full concerts.
Yeah, we do have a DVD, and it does go into that in some detail, and it has a couple of shows on it. And I want to tell you right now that the DVD was a financial disaster. I'm not all that smart, but these DVDs wound up costing us $41 a piece.
But you can get one at the record table for $25.
We're selling them for $25. We're trying to make the most of a bad situation.
He feels like that volume might make up.
Hit a D chord. Let's pick a little tune. Let's hit a D chord here. Every now and then we try to play on the fiddle something that sounds pretty. And that's hard. This is a Shetland air. And their language is called Das Locket Light. And translated, it is the light gone out. Now, I don't believe the bluegrass police are here, so we'll sneak this tune in.